Morning, Liam.
Good morning, Hemmo. How are you?
You're back.
I am, mate. I'm back.
How was the holiday?
Well, it wasn't much of a holiday, I tell you.
you got over the COVID okay, though, so that's good.
Yeah, mate, I'm here. That's the main thing.
Good. Now, what's happening over the weekend? We've got the Boyne-Tanham hookup on this weekend, mate. So how's it looking?
Mate, it's getting better every time I look at the forecast. So
okay.
The beginning of the week, if you said to me, oh, what's going on with the hookup this weekend? I'd have said it's blowing 30 knots and raining.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like, I'm just looking at it again now, it's come down even more, especially on Sunday. It's down to 12 knots sort of thing.
Okay.
In the southeast all day Sunday. But, you know, from today onwards, it's dropping.
Okay, good. That's good news.
And, mate, there's plenty of people going out, put it that way. We've had a lot of people through the door, a lot of bait, so there'll be plenty of people out fishing this weekend.
Good, mate. Where do you recommend to go, particularly if they want to try and win a prize?
Oh, mate, it's a hard one because, like, a lot of the places where I'd say to go, there's going to be 30 boats there already. So I know for a fact that there's a lot of people going to chase grunter in the harbour.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few big grunter caught throughout the harbour, so I know I've probably had 20 boats come in here telling me they're doing that. I just say, oh, yeah, I haven't heard of anyone else doing that, mate. Yeah, go for it.
Hey, the old fisherman story. How big was it?
I'll tell you one thing I would be doing if I was fishing in the hookup, which I obviously can't because we're too busy.
Yeah.
But I've heard some reports of some big whiting coming from the inside of Facing Island.
Okay.
Now, I know whiting's not one of the more desirable species to win at the hookup. It's sort of it's a bit of an underplayed species. So I think it's one that can get a win.
Right, okay.
So that'd be me. I'd be going to chase whiting on the inside of Facing.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. Anything else?
Yeah, mate, like I said, it's,
no matter where you go.
There's grunter in the harbour. There's grunter down at Coliseum. I know that for a fact because I got stuck into a few when I come out of ISO the other day.
Yep.
There's plenty of barra in the harbour. Barra's obviously going to be a hard one. There's going to be a lot of people out fishing for barra over the weekend. And then the offshore stuff, if you got the boat that's capable of getting offshore, you're in a shot for everything because there's not going to be that many boats heading offshore. It'll only be the bigger ones. So, yeah, if you get the opportunity to get out, you're in for a shot.
All right. Well, mate, if people want to stock up, get ready for the Boyne-Tanham hookup or go for a casual fish, they've got to call in and see you guys, eh?
Yeah, mate, we stocked up on all the good baits, so we've sorted it out. We went and seen all the trawlers, got the local prawns, local squid, all that sort of stuff to make sure everyone's got the best bait for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got Dad and Trent busy bagging that up.
Oh, good. Finally got him working.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, me having COVID, he struggled.
Did he? All right, mate. All the supplies, the bait, the tackle, you can help everybody out. So they're calling and see you first. Get stocked up and off you go and you might be a winner.
That's it, mate.
Good on you, Liam.
Thanks, mate. You have a good one, eh?
You too. There's Liam from Complete Angler, 4CC.